With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A new scam is making the rounds, a text message that looks like the police service is hitting you up for overdue traffic fines. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service is investigating the ongoing phishing scam, which tells the recipients to click a link and make a payment to settle the alleged traffic fine. The RCIPS says this is part of an active scam being carried out by international fraudsters, so definitely don't click the link. In fact, the police service and other government agencies will, quote, never request fee payment through text message. If you've been targeted and made a payment, you're encouraged to contact your financial institution and call 911 to make a report. You can find a screenshot of the text message on our website, radiokman.gov.ky. In court news, a trial is underway where prosecutors allege a man was responsible for robbing the Ala Kebab food hut on Lawrence Boulevard. Here's Radio K-Man's Jebby Ebanks.
Shamar Bethune is charged with robbery and possession of an imitation firearm with the intent to commit an offense related to an April holdup of Ala Kebab on Lawrence Boulevard. He denies both charges and remains in custody, opening the Crown's case on Tuesday before a jury of four women and three men. Crown Counsel Ben Brown described the prosecution's case as straightforward, arguing that CCTV footage clearly identifies the defendant as the person responsible for the robbery. Jurors were shown surveillance footage which allegedly captured a man leaving a parked vehicle near the location before walking towards the food hut. According to the prosecution, the footage shows a man wearing a yellow, high-visibility long-sleeve shirt entering the business and pulling what appeared to be a handgun from his waistband before stealing approximately $400 in cash and a cell phone. The Crown maintains that the video evidence is clear enough to identify Bethune as the offender. Two RCIPS officers also testified for the prosecution. Both told the court they recognized Bethune from the CCTV footage and later identified him while on patrol. The case continues today in the main court building.
The trial is expected to last up to 3 days. Government says proposed vaping restrictions will help address landfill fire concerns. That's one of the tenets of the Tobacco Amendment Bill, which will ban the importation, sale, distribution, and marketing of disposable vapes. Senior policy advisor Lawrence Stanton says the proposals combine public health and environmental concerns.
It's the disposable vapes that are going to landfill, and they contain these lithium-ion batteries. And so they can create sparks and smolders and even fires.
Speaking on Radio K-Man's For the Record, Ms. Stanton says more disposable vapes are also especially accessible to young people who use them more than other vape products. The proposal would give businesses a six-month adjustment period to stop ordering and selling the devices if the legislation is passed. Government says public consultation on the draft bill opens August 21st. In regional news, a luxury resort owned by Bill Gates on the Caribbean island of Nevis is the subject of a $100 million lawsuit over its condition. Forbes reports the Four Seasons Resort Nevis Homeowners Association, which represents 66 owners across the 350-acre property, filed a lawsuit last week against Nevis Peak Holdings. Owners allege that despite the resort's high costs, including a $100,000 entry fee and an annual fee of over $13,000, the property is, quote, dirty and run down with crippling infrastructure. The association alleges it has spent more than $20 million on management and club fees since 2013 for repairs that have never been made. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Ron Brown. Ukraine's anti-corruption agencies say they've carried out raids on lawmakers and senior officials from the presidential office. The development comes as Ukraine's former defense minister, Mykhailo Fedorov, has called for elections, which are barred in wartime under Ukrainian martial law. More than 100 people have been killed in a landslide at a gold mine on the border between the Central African Republic and Cameroon. Videos circulating on social media of the incident on Tuesday appear to show a slope collapsing as miners ran for safety. The Australian tennis star Nick Kyrgios has been provisionally suspended after testing positive for cocaine. The former Wimbledon finalist provided a sample in June which contained traces of the drug. Kyrgios said he made a huge mistake. Israel has opened up bids for the construction of more than 1,000 homes in a strategically important area of the occupied West Bank. The deadline for bids is days before October's election. The United Arab Emirates says it's imposing an indefinite trade embargo on Iran after accusing Tehran of firing two ballistic missiles towards the country. The UAE's defense ministry said the missiles targeted maritime traffic. A Ukrainian man has been arrested in Croatia over the 2022 explosions which damaged the Nord Stream gas pipelines between Russia and Germany. BBC News.